I'm with Andrew Stanton, who calls himself the bad boy thought leader of a state agency, PropTech. Andrew, you stated that Rightmove and other portals are bad for business, marginalising agents' brands. What did you mean by that? Talk to me.
What I mean, Chris, is that Rightmove and Zoopla and lots of other portals, estate agents feel that if they put their properties on there, the general public feel, oh, Smith & Son in the high street, we know them, they're on Rightmove. Problem is, that isn't the case. Their brand isn't there. And some people say to me, well, you can have banners from Rightmove, you can have bits and pieces, and the general public know. And I think, that doesn't really address the problem. Go back 15 years, you would get a newspaper, you'd have 60 or 70 pages of newspaper with agents, properties. Most importantly, at the top, you'd have a masthead and you'd have Browns of the High Street, 6-7 pages. So every Thursday, everyone know Browns of the High Street are estate agents in our local community. The second you go on a property portal, your masthead disappears, your property becomes a little digital white box, and it's filed in this great big filing cabinet under price and postcode and how many bedrooms it's got. Your brand disappears. Now people are thinking, okay, I'm paying $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 to Rightmove, some money to Zoopla, there are other sites obviously, and they're thinking, okay, that is getting that brand across. And I'm thinking, no, not a penny. And often I will say, cut your spend on all that and spend it on social media. Because property portals, they're the exit lounge for property. You've got your stock, it's on there, general public's going to find it, it's going to sell itself. I mean, obviously it doesn't. Good agents sell property for more money. The entry lounge for stock and getting stock on the market is social media.
Because it amazes me that agents see Rightmove as a way to generate more business, more stock for them, which I find unbelievable.
Well, it's a myth that they started. I mean, Rightmove are very clever. They came along and said, Mr. Estate Agent, and I was that agent, I was an agent 32 years. They said to me, okay, it's going to cost you this so much a month, but it costs us an awful lot of money to list your properties and give you a good service. And I said, okay, yeah, I want to be on Rightmove, I want to be in the club. Not realising that when they list me and then the next person, the actual process, there are no raw materials, you know, it's all digital. And in fact, the only real raw material is the stock, and the agents supply the stock. So it's, well, I was going to use the word con, but they make 60% profit, and there's a reason for that. If they were, you know, manufacturing cars, they'd have to buy in raw materials. They don't need to do any of that.
But you say it's bad for business and marginalising brands. What, you were telling me that social media is the way that you should be using to, you know, get your brand out there. Could you even use social media to sell the properties?
Yeah, I think you can. I think when the general public feel, where do you see, let's go back to the portals. What's gone wrong is the general public demand you're on Rightmove because agents say we're on Rightmove. And if an agent isn't on Rightmove, they're a social pariah, they're no good, they're not going to sell the property. So Rightmove are very lucky because the general public feel, if it's not on Rightmove, my house isn't on the market. So that's kind of a disservice to everybody. So going back to it, people used to post their properties on Facebook sort of, I don't know, 8-10 years ago, and everyone thought it was a joke. It meant an agency didn't know what it was doing. Certainly, I think if I had a property, I'd want it on everything. If my house came on the market tomorrow, I would put it on LinkedIn, I'd put it on TikTok, I'd put it on everything. Because none of those, no social media is going to harm the ability to sell my property. And I don't know who my audience is, but the bigger audience my property hits, it's like having a for sale board, all these things are going to help.
Do you think Rightmove charge too much?
Yes. And because they charge too much, the other portals will never catch them. Zoopla are also perpetuating. I mean, Zoopla, I think, are really, really good value if you look at how much they charge versus Rightmove. But they still play the same game. They still pretend it costs millions and millions and millions to list people's properties. The cost of technology actually has come down dramatically. So I'm not saying it doesn't cost things to list properties.
Do you think there's anything that will make Rightmove worry in the future? You know, you've got open bricks coming, you've got social media.
Yeah, I mean, so what I think will happen, two things are happening. If I go and see 100 clients, Rightmove comes up in conversation in the first half hour, and I would say always in a negative. Always, we're paying far too much money, and each month, each year, they just turn the screw. But we're sort of too busy in our business to worry about it. So I think at some point they're going to go, hey, we're not going to pay. Second thing is property portals. You just mentioned Open Bricks, Adam Piggott. You've got some other platforms out there, Property Heads, Ben Davis. Portals will change. All that Rightmove is a listing facility, you know, very effective one. Portals, when they are more, come on the portal and you can do everything. And that will be how it will move in the future, but not yet.
Interesting. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chris.